Grace and peace to you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Everyone has something that they think Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without. Some people have a favorite food, like Christmas cookies. Other people have brisket or lasagna or something else. What were we talking about again? Oh, yes. Or some people think that Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without family. People traveling to be together at Christmas time. Certainly true, certainly nice. Or some people say Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without Frosty or Santa or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right? Or some say Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without presents underneath the tree. Well, certainly tonight, as we heard in the gospel reading, we hear the true things that Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without. And I listened to the text and thought about it. There's maybe 8 interesting things in the text we heard tonight in the gospel that help us think what Christmas wouldn't really be Christmas without. First, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without Quirinius. Did you hear that in the text? Quirinius? Now, how many of you have a Quirinius ornament on your tree, right? I don't think anybody does. But that's a name mentioned in the text. Well, who is Quirinius and why make such a big deal out of him? Well, he's a historical person. He's a governor in Syria, which is near Jerusalem, up north of Jerusalem, when Caesar Augustus was in Rome. And what this does is it situates Christmas in real time and space, in history, the fact of history, not just the fairy tale, once upon a time, far, far away, in a galaxy far removed from Earth. No, Christmas is actually where? In Galilee, in Judea, in a land where there's a governor named Quirinius, and over in Rome, Caesar Augustus. The fact of history, the fact of Christmas. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without the fact. Second, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without a scandal. Did you hear it in the text about the scandal? What's the scandal? An unwed mother and an unwed father having a child. Oh no, that doesn't sound biblical, does it? That sounds immoral. That doesn't sound right. Why would that be a part of the Christmas story? A scandal is a part of Christmas? Well, when you think about it, if God is going to enter the world, what kind of world does he enter? He cannot but enter a world where there is immorality, there is scandal. Think about your own families, think about everyone's family. We've got scandals and things going on. We go, oh, Lord, have mercy. And yet God entered that world. God sent his son into this world with scandals and immorality, problems, sin. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without these things. But really, when you think about it too, it's the very fact that this unwed couple shows something special about Jesus. He is born of the Virgin. That's why it's an unwed couple. He comes into the world without sin. He comes to bring salvation through his sinless life and sacrifice, all that he is, as God's own son. Third, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without the angels. Can you imagine having Christmas without the angel messages? Very important to the text, very important to Christmas. Lots of trees have angels on them. Angels. We were studying Bible study this past Sunday. We were talking about all the angelic encounters in the Christmas Gospels. There's 8 individual, like one angel coming to talk to people at Christmas, 8 times. 4 to Joseph, 1 to Mary, 1 to Zechariah, and 1 to the shepherds. Until the 9th occurrence is a multitude of the heavenly hosts that come praising God and joining that one angel. Could you imagine Christmas without the angelic message that God has come with his favor? That's what Christmas is all about. And so Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without the angels. Fourth, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without the shepherds, the ones the angels were talking to in the text. Shepherds, why? What's the big deal? If it didn't have the shepherds, would it still be Christmas? Well, shepherds tell us a little bit about who Christmas is for. It wasn't to Quirinius that the angels spoke to. It wasn't to Caesar Augustus, but to people who were out watching their flock by night, faithfully doing their vocation, serving, caring for a flock, caring for sheep, looking out for the lost sheep. Doesn't that tell us a little bit about who Christmas is for? Maybe it also tells us a little bit about who Christ Jesus is. We know about David. David was a shepherd boy. Jesus will be a shepherd too, will he not? Certainly he's called in the Gospels the good shepherd, the one who cares for his sheep, brings his whole church together as one, as God's own family, Praise be to God that we have a picture of who Jesus is, or even at his birth. He is the great shepherd of the sheep. Fifth, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without Jesus. Of course not. He's the reason for the season. He's the gift all wrapped up and laid in the manger for us. Christmas can't be Christmas. We just have Mass, right, without the Christ. But indeed, because what God has done, he's given us his own Son, we do have the Jesus as a part of our Christmas. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without him. Number six, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without the manger, that which they laid Jesus in. And you think about, what's so big deal about a manger? Well, a manger is a feeding trough, something that would feed animals. The hay there, the animals would come and feed there, and that's what Jesus was laid in, a bed that was used for feeding creatures. What an amazing thing that our God associates and sits when he comes into the world in a feeding trough. Does that not tell us a little bit about who Jesus is? He's the bread that comes down from heaven, giving life to the world, that some feed on him and have eternal life. He gives his life for you. He wants you to feast and know that God is true, that his mercy is good. You can taste it. It's good. It's for you. The feeding trough tells us about who Jesus is lying in a manger. Seven, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without praise. And I don't mean Praise Lutheran Church, right? In fact, praise wouldn't be praise without Christmas, not the other way around, right? And certainly in the Christmas Gospels, we do hear praise. We hear the angels praising. We hear others later as they come next Sunday to hear more about praising people, Simeon and Anna, people praising God because of what they see when that child comes to them. Certainly we come together tonight to give God our praise and to offer it together as all one voice and family together. Praise be to God that Christmas is about praising and offering our praise to our Heavenly Father for that gift that he did give us, free salvation, love, peace, joy, all those good things. We praise God because of it. And eight, tonight, the final one, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without you. Without you. I don't mean that just out of sentimentality, but you think in the text, the shepherds went and told others about the message that the angels told them. They went and told others the saying that had been told them about the child. And you tonight are people who hear the message of the angels and hear the message of what happened to Mary and Joseph and Jesus lying in a manger. You hear. You are part of the Christmas message too. You're part of the Christmas gospel. And Christmas really wouldn't be Christmas without you. For God didn't just send his message in a vacuum, just in a little corner of the world where just two people know or three people, but he wanted the whole world to know. And so that message is going out tonight all over the world in churches like ours across the land. And tomorrow, come back tomorrow, hear more about the gospel, hear more about what Jesus is doing, hear more about the worship and the angels. Come. For Christmas isn't Christmas without you. Finally tonight, those four candles and now a fifth candle lit on the Advent wreath remind us of love, joy, peace, and hope. And all those things come together at Christmas. All those things wouldn't be what they are without Christmas. Because of Christmas, we do have hope. Because of Christmas, we do have love. Because of Christmas, we have joy and peace. May peace be with you tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.